Mickey Willis, as you hopefully already know, is a renowned film director, producer, social media personality, and more. Anyway, we talked about PlandemicSeries.com. They've got two movies out. The third one's coming out soon. And Mickey Willis will be in Salt Lake City this Saturday and Sunday speaking at the Red Pill Expo in Salt Lake City. You want to learn more, TheRedPillExpo.com to get that done. I mentioned that because not only was Mickey on the show with us yesterday, but Mr. Willis will be speaking. And they asked him, you know, why do you give your book and your videos, your movies and everything for free on this? He said the information revealed in the Plandemic series and book series is not mine to profit from. Rather, it belongs to the people. I'm simply returning it. Mickey says, wow, what an American hero, ladies and gentlemen, telling the tale of truth to millions. Well, in addition to that, Sheriff Mack will be speaking at the Red Pill Expo coming up as well. And speaking of the good sheriff, welcome, sir.
Good morning, Sam. What an amazing day. It's a beautiful morning right here in Arizona, and I can't wait to see the rejection of the corruption going on in our country today.
Amen.
Amen to that, sir. Now, you want to introduce our guest, and you got a famous quote from him as well, right?
Yes, and instead of quoting from the Supreme Court decision, Mack Prince v. U.S., you and I have shared the stage with our guest today numerous times, and he has taught me this quote, and it's not his, it's from someone else. Quote, a long habit of not thinking a thing to be wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right. End quote. A long habit of not thinking a thing to be wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right. That is from Michael Peruca quoting Thomas Paine. I love Thomas Paine. I use him a lot in my presentations. He is concise in his writings and very, very powerful. So our next guest is an amazing statesman, an amazing Christian, and an amazing friend to both Sam and me. And I'm talking about the next Attorney General of the great state of Maryland, Michael Anthony Peruca. Michael, welcome to the Sheriff Mack Show.
Sheriff Mack, it is a great privilege to be with you. Thank you very much, and thank you, Sam, and thank you, Hunter. It's my great honor to be with you, and I appreciate your hospitality, as I always do, and I've learned so much from you, Sheriff Mack, and I'm hoping to learn a little bit more today.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Sheriff, is I like to focus on my favorite quote from Michael Anthony Peruca, which is really quoting the Declaration of Independence when he highlights a lot of what's being done in America. Michael always wisely educates about the violation of the separation of powers and the checks and balances. And so a lot of the laws on the books, a lot of the mandates, a lot of the whatever you want to call them, the latest crisis of the day, as you wisely put it, Sheriff, and the response thereto by bureaucrats and politicians always is a mandate or always is some kind of an edict or always is some kind of a whatever you want to call it. What Michael Peruca calls it is pretend legislation. And I really think that nails it in terms of the separation of powers. It's the most simple way to educate on that. Look, when you're the president, when you're the courts, you can't make law. It's pretend legislation, Sheriff.
Very good, Sam. Very good. Yes, absolutely. That is a good one. It's right out of the list of 27 grievances by the founding fathers that they list there. So just so everyone knows, Michael, you are running for Attorney General. You won the primary. You won the Republican primary. Your political involvement in America goes way back, probably, what, 30, at least 30 years, perhaps more. So you are the candidate that will either march on for Maryland and restore law and order in Maryland, or you will go back to the lecture circuit. And I really am praying that you will not be on the lecture circuit anymore for the next 4 years, because you will have your hands full with fixing Maryland. How do you feel today? What's going through your mind?
Well, thank you, Sheriff Mack. Again, thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Sam. I'm very encouraged, Sheriff. This has been a wonderful experience, a great adventure, if you will. It is a great blessing to be able to stand up and tell the truth, get up every morning and tell the truth. That way you don't have to remember what you said yesterday, right? you quoted Thomas Paine a little earlier, and that's so important. A long habit of not thinking a thing to be wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right. And that's actually the very first sentence in his book, Common Sense, in that little pamphlet, Common Sense, which caused quite a stir back in 1775. We need that same understanding to cause that stir again, because we have a lot of long habits of doing things, of thinking things that are wrong to be right. And we desperately need to break those habits, and constitutional education and constitutional fidelity are the way to actually break those habits. We have put the Constitution aside. We have put the moral law aside in America. And I say we put it aside. There have been very, very evil forces that have been working for generations to do that. We're just seeing in these last couple of years, we're seeing it on steroids, because we're seeing a lot of their evil goals attempting to come to a conclusion. Because you and Sam both know, and everybody knows, that for more than 2.5 years, we've suffered through what a quote unquote health crisis has been used as an excuse to deny Marylanders and people across the country the exercise of their God-given constitutionally protected rights, and their rights, that includes their right to worship, their rights to assemble, the rights to speak freely, the rights to move about freely, the rights to have autonomy over their own body, their own medical decisions, and the right to raise their children in the way they see fit. So all of these things have been attacked, and the disappointment for me in many ways is that people don't see the attack for what it really is. I mean, we're talking about a lot of people see that what the government has done under both nationally and statewide and locally as either incompetence or stupidity or senility. And it's not senility or incompetence or stupidity at all. It's treason. It's treason. These things are concerted efforts to take over our country, to ruin our culture and our country. And that worked during my campaign. I've been trying to raise the level of people's understanding and their consciousness of that bigger picture. This is, yes, there's crime on the streets. Of course there is, because there's crime in the middle of our government that is perpetrating and promoting that crime. These are the things we've tried to emphasize. And if in fact God would grant this victory as Attorney General, I would investigate and prosecute those who have misused the police power of the state to actually ruin our economy, to actually attack America. This is very important, and people waking up is as you've been trying to get people to wake up for years, Sheriff. This is incredibly important.
One of the things that Mr. Perucca is so incredible at is taking complicated issues and literally putting them on the kitchen table in about 2 or 3 words, literally just boiling down that education to where everybody gets it. And on Michael Perucca's website now, ladies and gentlemen, patriotsforperucca.com is the website, patriotsforperucca.com. But on that website, it says this. Think about how he educates. Listen to this. Liberty forever. Mandates never. I'm in, Sheriff. He already got me ready to vote for him now. You know what I mean? Incredible. Well, I love it.
Well, we have certainly donated to his campaign, and really wish that we could have done more, Michael. But our hearts and prayers and sometimes our finances have been with you. Everyone, you need to understand that Michael Perucca is a very dear friend of ours. Of the CSPOA, of me, of Sam, a very, very dear friend. And I have said this numerous times, and I'll say it again. I would trust Michael Perucca with my life and with my wife. I would have no problem that my life would be in his hands, or that he would be with my wife. And I don't want to make this ridiculous, but that he could be alone in a room with my wife, and I would know that he is taking care of her. And the two most precious things I have, my wife and my life, I would entrust to this man wholeheartedly, because I know his heart and I know his dedication, and I know his dedication to America and to the Lord. And if we could get him in there, this, I'm telling you, Mike, I'm sorry, Michael, I'm sorry about this, but Sam and I have already talked about this, and I want you to know what we said behind the scenes. I'm going to say right here, your race is the most important race in America. Yeah. It is. And Sam, go ahead and tell him I'm wrong.
Well, I'm going to tell you that you're right, and I'm going to actually tell you why. And I'm going to use Davy Crockett for my narrative for just a quick second. You know, Davy Crockett wasn't perfect, and neither is Michael. Neither am I, neither are you, neither is anybody. But you know what? There was a guy by the name of Horatio Bunce. He was a farmer, and he was talking to Davy Crockett, and Davy Crockett was trying to get his vote. And you know what? Bunce said, no, I'm not going to give you my vote. And he said, why? And he says, because, you know what? Although I voted for you 2 years before, I won't vote for you again. Taken aback, Crockett asked why. And he said, because you know what? You supported a certain bill that just demonstrates you flat out don't understand the Constitution. Bunce reminded him that he supported that bill that provided $20,000 to people getting help from D.C. And Crockett's like, well, yeah, there's plenty of money in the Treasury. That's a good thing to do. And Bunce pointed out something very, very clear and simple, which is this. The Constitution does not authorize Congress to appropriate funds to help needy people. It was a great idea, but you should use your own money, not money you don't have rights to. It was not yours to give. Now, here's the interesting thing. Crockett recognized immediately the truth of the statement from the farmer. And then what happened was he said, well, you vote for him. And he said, no, I won't. Still, even though you recognize that I'm right, unless you publicly announce that you are wrong and that you'll never do it again. Well, believe it or not, Davy Crockett was humble enough to do that. Imagine a politician today that would be humble enough, if they made a mistake, to literally stand up before everybody and say, listen, I got this wrong and I was wrong and I shouldn't have done it. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael is that guy, but he's already learned the lessons that Davy learned. That's my response, well, Michael. That's why you and your race is the most critical race in the country.
Sam, thank you. And Sheriff, thank you. You know, the truth that's underneath the premise that's underneath of that, that story is that the Constitution doesn't govern, isn't meant to govern us. The Constitution governs those who govern us, right? Right. The scheme, if you will, the schema of the Constitution is that people have rights that come from God. They're divinely ordained, right? And government doesn't have rights, but we give government powers. And and those powers are enumerated and limited. Here's a copy of the Constitution of the United States, a copy of the Constitution of the State of Maryland. These are the rules. These really are the vehicle by which we consent to be governed. Right? These represent the consent of the governed. This is the deal. I'm holding the Maryland Constitution here. And the trouble in America is that we don't have constitutional fidelity because we don't have constitutional knowledge. People don't know this deal, but yet this is the vehicle by which we express consent to the governed. So you might say that if the government sticks within the bounds of this document, does only those limited enumerated powers, and does its job, then it has our consent. You could say it has our consent, but if it goes outside of these boundaries, it loses our consent, and when it loses our consent, it loses one of those self-evident truths that Jefferson talked about, and it loses its validity. It loses its jurisdiction. You know, it's interesting in Maryland. Our governor in Maryland violated this agreement all over the place. He violated the entire spirit of it and almost every section of it, and the office of governor is created by this instrument. But for this Constitution, there wouldn't even be a governor. So the office of governor is created. So if the governor comes in and says, well, I'm going to suspend this, what else does he suspend? He suspends his own authority. And we should take him at his word. When he suspends his own authority, we should impeach him and get rid of him. Right? We should do what he. So this is the scheme. But this only works if the people understand it and enforce it. Constitutional fidelity can't exist unless there's constitutional knowledge. And so the recovery of these, and Sheriff and Sam, and I know you've worked very hard over the years to reestablish in people's minds this system of ordered liberty. And I thank you for the liberty forever. By the way, I learned libertad para siempre, mandatus nunca. Mandatus nunca.
Yeah.
Mandates never.
Liberty always, mandates never.
That's right.
So who taught you that?
I learned that from a wonderful lady who translated all of our campaign material into Spanish for us.
Oh, cool.
Which was really excellent.
Very good.
This understanding of this scheme of the Constitution is so critical, and it's not only not understood by so many people, but it's not understood by media. It's under attack, so it needs to be defended. And my mentor, Mr. Howard Phillips, used to say the Constitution is not a self-enforcing document, right? He used to say it's a wonderful document, but the words aren't going to leap off the page and defend themselves. It takes a citizenry that's armed with knowledge, and frankly, that's armed as well, armed with knowledge and armed to protect and defend. It requires the citizenry to get busy and get active, and that's why I appreciate. I've been happy to work with you, Sheriff Mack.
Well, thanks, Michael, and really appreciate you running. We appreciate the courage that you've shown. Now, maybe explain something. You've been accused quite often and quite a bit of being racist, and I even get questions about you. In fact, the accusation has gone to me that I'm racist because I hang out with you. And I said, I have told people, I have only heard you say one thing about race, and that is this, another quote from Michael Baruca. There is only one race, and that is the human race. So why is it that they accuse you of being a racist?
Well, thank you for that question, Sheriff. This is an evil slander that I think it was Mark Twain said that a lie can get halfway around the world before the truth can get its boots on. And that is what has actually happened with respect to this. I was a member of a group called the League of the South for a period of time. I haven't been a member for more than about 10 years, but the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is, I believe, a very racist organization and a very unholy organization. It makes its living by slandering people, and it slandered you and it slandered me. The slander is to call me a racist, to call me a white supremacist. I've never said anything racist. I've never done anything racist, but they want to connect me and smear me because at one point I was a member of this organization, which, by the way, I resigned from when one of the members, one of the leaders of it, made some statement that had to do with his opposition to interracial marriage, which I don't agree with, and I never would agree with. And when he made that statement, I resigned from the organization because I didn't want to be associated with that. So far from being a racist, I resigned from the organization when one of the leaders made a racist, what I consider to be an inappropriate statement. I'm not a racist. I've never been a racist. And I don't, I believe that any elevation
Michael,
of integration of people based on skin
color. Let me just
color
stop you here for a wise purpose. And I don't mean to interrupt, but I got to get this across. This is really important to understand. Even if that one guy does believe that, look, this is not China, ladies and gentlemen. We are not guilt by association driven. Michael is not responsible for Adam's transgression, to make the point so clear you can't miss it. even if that one guy does believe that, just because Michael believes in the South and states' rights and some of these fundamental realities, that doesn't mean he's a racist, even if he didn't resign from that board. So I want to make something very clear. Michael is responsible for Michael's actions, Michael's behavior, Michael's thoughts, and not the perceived out-of-context views of another, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is really important to teach the people, Michael.
Well, yeah, thank you for bringing that up, Sam, because my affinity with that group was what had to do with the fact that they had they were against overbearing, unconstitutional, centralized power in government. And I'm all for that. And they were for self-determination and people's self-government. And I'm all for that. So I had many reasons to be associated with them. And again, when a comment that was made that I considered to be inappropriate, I resigned. And that's really the end of the story. But that's not the end of the story for the media, because look, when people don't agree with you, we live in a country right now where it's canceled.
Ladies and gentlemen, vote for Michael Brukin today if you possibly can. Otherwise, spread the word. You are watching Michael Brukka, Sheriff Mack, and yours truly on Brighteon TV, CSPOA.org.
Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says, 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal security during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments of real gold and silver are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. You can also hold precious metals in your IRA. This allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Your metals are held in the form of physical coins and bars in a private depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial security. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals, in business since 1976. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
The Cali Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Cali Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Cali Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Cali Key. The Cali Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at CaliKey.com with free shipping.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Anthony Perutka, he was a Constitutional Party presidential nominee in 2004. He won the primary election for Attorney General in the great state of Maryland this go-round, the midterm of the elections. You want to learn more about his campaign, patriotsforperutka.com. Patriots 4, and it's 4 spelled out. No, it's the number 4. Patriots, number 4, perutka.com. And on his website it says, Liberty Forever. Mandates never. Folks, you got to understand, Michael Anthony Perutka is the only candidate for Attorney General in the United States right now, who is committed to defending life, restoring liberty, and he says he will arrest them if they insist on continuing to violate our law and order society, ladies and gentlemen. You got to vote today, November 8th, for Michael Peruca, if you can, folks. You got to become a VIP voter. That's a vote-in-person voter. Why do you want to vote in person so much? Because manufacturing ballots for you is so much more difficult. They have less time to do it and a whole lot more if you become a VIP voter. We talked about it's not yours to give. That's one important reality that Michael understands. He will not let them spend money and go off budget. He will not let them play games. He will chain them down with the Constitution. I want to make a point here that you really need to think about, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me carefully. This is according to the American Family Association, AFA.net. Only about 50% of Christians in America are registered to vote. Did you hear me? Only about 50% of the Christians in America are registered to vote. And believe it or not, only 50% of those show up at the polls at any given election. And understand that means 25% of Christians are voting, 75% are not. I'm telling you right now, folks, if we get out the vote for Michael Peruca and other like-minded, patriotic candidates, we shall have success. Christians, get to work. Sheriff, you're one of them and have a point to make on this very topic, right?
Yes, Sam. A lot has been said about voting, and it's a waste of time. They're cheating. They're manipulating the elections. China's in charge of the elections, blah, blah, blah. I believe, as both of you well know, that there has been rigged elections the last 20, 30, 40 years, but an exponential increase as of late. And so people say, why do you waste your time to go vote? If I don't vote, I know for a fact that it's a waste of time, that my vote will not count. I am going to go vote today with my wife in person, just as Sam suggests. My daughter and her husband are going to do the same, live just down the street from me. And the reason is because I will exercise my right to vote. Criminals who may or may not steal my vote, it might happen. And I'm doing my best and all that I can with Sam and Michael and many other people to try to prevent that and to bring the people who have done those things to justice. But they're not going to win over me, and I'm going to cower away from voting. I'm going to be afraid of voting, or they're going to convince me that I should not vote. That helps the other side. I will vote today, and the consequences may fall where they may, but I will vote, and I hold that right very dear to my heart, and I will vote. And I will tell you what I am voting for. I am voting to reject the corruption and the destruction of our Constitution and the destruction of our God-given liberties and rights. And so I am voting to reject those who are rejecting godly principles and our Constitution. Therefore, I am voting straight Republican, which I don't think I've ever done before. I am voting straight Republican on every single candidacy. And I'm doing that because I want to send a message to the left, to the lying media, and to the extremists who are traitors to this country that have tried to destroy our country. I am sending them the message that you deserve to be replaced, and that a lot of them deserve to be prosecuted, and I hope that happens.
Amen
also.
Amen to that.
However, I'm going that way to vote.
Thank you, Sheriff. If I could just you made me think of something that I haven't remembered for a while. I remember one time reading that General Washington during the War for American Independence was involved in something like 11 major battles, 11 major, and he lost 8 of them.
Yeah.
But he saw his duty as to keep the army together until God would grant a victory, which is exactly what happened. And you reminded me of that when you're talking about the voting. They would love you. They would love you to be so dispirited that you don't vote, that you give it up, that you right. just let them have their way. They would love that.
Right.
But that's what we have to resist. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So, the difficulty in America is that the Spirit of the Lord isn't in all the places where we should be striving to have it be. But we need to hold this together until God would grant the victory. And we have to look for the victory at every corner, at every time, at every place. So, thank you for your encouragement. I appreciate that.
All right, I want to bring up a couple of interesting things that I think will help you understand who Michael Peruca is, ladies and gentlemen. Oath Keepers trial, Stuart Rhodes is on the stand, okay? And I don't want to get into the Stuart Rhodes trial, except I do want to focus on one thing because it relates to the elections. They literally tried to trap Stuart Rhodes and said, hey, you know what, do you believe the elections were fraudulent or invalid or bogus, or what do you believe on this? And this is just recently, in the last couple of days, Stuart Rhodes said this: the election was invalid since it didn't comply with Article 2 of the Constitution. What do you say to that, Michael?
Well, he's correct. And this brings up the whole question of the attempt to, is really a mind control. There's really a brainwashing thing going on in the media to try to make it look like anybody who questions the results or either the processes or the results of the election is somehow committing some kind of crime. It's just absolutely absurd, and it flies in the face of the complaints that others have made, that Democrats and others have made about other elections, and that they're getting ready to make about this one, and they're already beginning to. The authority for the running of elections and the processes belongs in the state legislatures, and what according to Article 2 and what Stuart was, I believe, referring to was the fact that these things were not validly, the process was not constitutional, so was fraudulent because these things were not done according to law and according to the constitutional process. So I believe he's absolutely right. Sam, another point that, if you don't mind, I'd like to jump in here and make is, you know, yes, I did win the Maryland primary here, the Republican primary, and I won it fairly handily. Before you count the mail-in votes, I was up about 17 or 18%, which was, and even after they were all counted, and you and I know that they're suspect, I still won by about 10%. But my point is this, that I did that without any real help. Of course, no help from the Democrat Party. They wouldn't have helped me at all. But I did that really with no help from the Republican Party in Maryland. The Republican Party in Maryland actually was willing to just kind of let the Attorney General's race go. You know, we haven't had a Republican elected Attorney General in Maryland for, you ready for this, for 100 years, for a whole century.
Oh, my.
We haven't had a,
oh, boy, are we looking for the upset of the century, huh?
For 100 years. So I asked people, I said, well, listen, how's that been working for you? How's that been going, right? I mean, Article 34 of our Constitution, by the way, actually says that a turnover in government is one of the predicates to freedom. And that a long continuance of one party or one person in authority is dangerous to freedom. Our Constitution actually says that. The Constitution also says that the provisions of the Constitution of the United States and of this state, being Maryland, apply as well in times of war as in times of peace, and no violation thereof or deviation therefrom based on a plea of necessity, like a pandemic, or any other plea, is valid. That would have been a wonderful thing for attorneys and people in Maryland to know. But once again, this was not enforced during these horrible violations of our freedom during the pandemic, because largely it's not known. So it reminds me of somebody once said, what's the difference between a man who can't read and a man who doesn't read? Well, there's no difference. If this exists but nobody knows it, it might as well not exist. So we have to bring these things back. We have to bring back this constitutional understanding. And I was making the point that we were very successful in the primary, despite the fact that the Republican Party didn't support us. So this is really not a Democrat, Republican, red state, blue state thing. It's those who are patriots and want to defend America and want to return to constitutional government against those who want to continue into this socialist, communist descent that we have been going in and that our enemies desire.
All right. I want to switch gears slightly. Yesterday, I reported that Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips of True the Vote, I announced that they were released. And I jumped the gun slightly, I guess. It turns out they had some judge that was dragging his feet a little bit. Sunday night, they did get the court order for the release, but they weren't released till yesterday afternoon after my show. But thank God Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips are released from prison.
Praise God.
Catherine released the following statement, ladies and gentlemen. Upon their release, she says this, folks. Those who thought that imprisoning Greg and I, that would weaken our resolve, they have gravely miscalculated. It is stronger than ever, she says. Now, the right to free and fair elections without interference is more important than our own discomforts and even this detention now reversed by a higher court. And she finishes up. Here's Catherine Engelbrecht again. What is publicly known is just the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. So I wanted to really quickly let Michael and Richard speak to this, too. I've got a problem with these political prisoners over all kinds of issues. The judges were wrong. We need people in the state of Texas to go ballistic over the abuse of power here, Michael.
Well, yeah, actually, what you just described is definitive evidence that we are at war, because this abuse of process, this abuse of people's rights, is not happening because of mistake. It's not even really happening because of partisanship. It's happening because there are those who wish to destroy America, and we have regrettably allowed them into positions of authority, and they need to be removed from positions of authority. Again, this is why I'm running for attorney general. I mean, the attorney general has tremendous power to investigate and to prosecute violations of the law and violations of the legal process. And that is exactly what I intend to do. If God would grant this victory, that's precisely this. Listen, if you want to know how important attorney general and prosecutors' positions are, look at what George Soros is doing, because he's done his best to buy them all. Why would he buy them? Why didn't he buy the dog catcher positions? Why didn't he? No, he's buying the prosecutors' positions because he wants what is happening. Part of the war against America is prosecutors prosecuting people that they shouldn't, prosecuting innocent people, and refusing to prosecute people that they should. So a return to constitutional fidelity and constitutional begins with a return to understanding. And as Jefferson famously said, if a nation desires to be ignorant and free, it desires what never was and never will be. And he was really just reflecting what Hosea said in the prophet said in chapter 4, verse 6, which is, my people perish for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We are being destroyed for lack of knowledge, because we need the proper knowledge so that we can then take the proper action. I had a pastor once that said, you know, right action follows right thinking. So we need to think rightly to start. And this at the heart of it is why I'm passionate about trying to obtain this office and use it constitutionally and follow the Maryland Constitution and the United States Constitution.
Sheriff?
So Michael, I've always asked this to some of our more prominent guests. I want to ask you, I've been around you a lot, so I think I might know this answer, but I want you to express one thing for me. What is the number one absolute worst thing that's happening to America today? There's all sorts of things that people are complaining about. The freedom movement complains about the IRS or the Federal Reserve or lack of constitution adherence. What is the number one thing that we must fix that's destroying America today, or the attack on America? What is it? What's the worst thing, the one thing, the worst thing happening in America today?
Sheriff, I believe the worst thing happening in America today is that the most unsafe place you can ever you can be in America is in your mother's womb. That is the most unsafe. That's always been my answer.
Pro-life. Because if you can't protect the most innocent among us, who can you protect, Michael?
Well, the very first self-evident truth, example in the self-evident truth that Jefferson talked about, he said, there is a God, our rights come from him, and the purpose of civil government is to protect God-given rights. And the first right that he lists is the right to life. If you don't have, right. I don't think we should need to explain that if you don't have the right to life, you can't enjoy any other rights, can you? If you don't have life.
Well, dead people are having the right to vote these days. That's got to stop.
Point taken. But your tongue is firmly in your cheek there. I have a friend, Franklin Sanders, who once said to me, you really can't trust people who are willing to kill babies. We are under judgment for that. And I pray and hope that God will withhold his judgment from America and that we can restore, these principles. God's law is law. God's law is law. Many people don't understand this in America because they've been indoctrinated away from it. But, there is no right way to do a wrong thing, and there's no government can give you a right to do what God says is wrong, or to declare it to be right, what God says is wrong. That's just a violation of logic. I believe that the number one problem, or the number one thing that we need to repent of, is our disrespect for life that begins in the womb.
Well, that's
amen to that. I want to talk about some points. I've got 10 points to true election integrity that I want to highlight a little bit about and get Michael's response to some of these as well. Michael, are you going to accept the outcome of your election, do you think? Do you think it's going to be fraudulent?
It depends. I love this. I get this question. Are you going
to? They love to trap you with that and put you on record no matter what happens, even if you prove vote fraud, they want you to accept it, huh?
I always try to turn it back and say to them, would you accept it if you thought it was fraudulent? I mean, it's not a proper question.
It's a clown question, Michael.
Right.
All right. So here's a couple of these points. We need to clean up the voter rolls and leave the system called ERIC. We need to eliminate all electronic equipment and move to paper ballots only. We need to require some kind of, like an ID or voter way to confirm so you're not an illegal alien or whatever else, that you're not voting twice. We need to ban mail-in voting. We need to ban early voting and only have people vote in person on election day. We ought to really work on focusing on smaller precincts so that maybe you've got 1,000 voters in the precinct. We need to ban this ballot harvesting, maybe making an election day a holiday, as an idea some people had. We need to implement new reporting requirements for transparency and finally impose severe penalties on those convicted of election fraud. And one of the things that I really like is I want the vote counters to all be in a room, and I want them to swear under the penalty of perjury to the by hand vote count. If it's good enough for my taxes, it's good enough for my vote. Michael, what do you say to those suggestions?
Well, I'm in favor of all of them. And I've heard that list, actually just yesterday. It's Seth Keschel. I went through that list with.
That's exactly where the list came from.
During an interview, yeah. I agree with all of that, and especially the last part. As Attorney General, the tenth one you mentioned was prosecute people who violate the process or violate anybody who falsifies the process or falsifies the results of elections is guilty of treason. Because that's an attempt to overthrow the government. That's fraud. That's treason, and deserves the ultimate in punishment, because that goes to the heart of all the other rights that we need to protect. We need to live by the Constitution, and we need to elect people who will do so. So, the last one actually touches very closely on why I want to. obtain this position of prosecutor, not because I desire to be some kind of oligarch, but because these, if we don't redress these grievances, if we don't fix this, if we don't bring people to justice who have misused the police power of the state, then we will have validated it. And we will be as guilty as those who have done it. And we will be punished. We will be the victims of our own neglect if we don't bring to justice the people who have done this. This is the primary purpose of, one of the primary purposes of civil government is to administer the justice system. And this is a critical thing to administer at this point.
F?
Yeah, I agree with that. I really like Michael's responses, and I'm still thinking about the one that he responded to, the number one worst thing, and that is that life is not safe in the womb of too many women in this country. I've always said this, though, when they say it's my body, it's my choice because it's my body. I'm afraid to correct you on that. But it is not your body. You did not put that there. You willingly participated in the process to put it there. But that body is not yours. It doesn't have the same DNA. And it's God's body. And God is in charge of that. Or nature. Nature's God or the laws of nature are in charge of that, not you. And so, Michael, thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, ma'am. If it was your body, then Michael? You'd be the one being aborted.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
Yes.
Wow. On that note, we got to fly, ladies and gentlemen. Vote for Michael Perutka, ladies and gentlemen. He is a true, honest patriot. I'm so grateful for his leadership and all that he does. PatriotsForPerutka.com. Thanks for watching. You are watching the
thank
Sheriff
Mack
Show on
love
Friday
you.
On
you,
TV.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. The good Sheriff Richard Mack with me as well. He'll be with me second hour also. We just got done interviewing Michael Perutka. I don't know of a more important race in the country now, Sheriff. We've mentioned that, but I want to reiterate that reality. Not only do I not know of a more important race in America, but I don't know of a more important, informed founding father-esque candidate either, anywhere in the country, sir. Anywhere.
No, no. That's the reason it's so important. If he could win this, and I'm serious, I've told him this, I think I told you, if he wins, I'm moving to Maryland, if nothing else, just to have his back. Because it's going to, if he thinks the campaign was rough, if he gets in there, it's going to be a lot rougher. And I'm gonna move there, yes, with my wife. We love it where we are here, but I'm not going to sit by and watch this happen and not be a part of it and defend what he's going to be trying to do. He's going to be standing for the Constitution in an area where it's being destroyed exponentially. So I'm going to go do that. I hope I am moving. I really hope I am, because it means he won, and that means we're back on track, at least in Maryland. But the violence in Baltimore really worries me, and so I'm going to go there, and I'm going to help Michael any way I can.
Amen to that. He's an American hero, in my opinion. He's one of the great educators on the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association Speakers Bureau. He's an educator. He's just the guy is just as true blue as it gets. Are you going to be watching electric coverage tonight, Sheriff? You going to keep an eye on this?
Yes. Very,
are you just going to wake up and accept the fraud?
No, I will be watching. Two years ago, I stayed up till about 3 a.m. And I was really shocked when I got up about 8 o'clock that everything had been reversed. So no,
it's hard to fathom, isn't it?
I will be watching. Yeah, I will be watching. And you know, I'll be honest with you, Sam. I don't want to come across negative, but I don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about today.
You mean because of the fraud or the potential for fraud?
Yeah, I don't. I fear the results. I really do. I don't feel good about the results. I told you last time when Trump lost that Trump was going to lose. And Kirk got mad at me about it a little bit, and other people did, too. But it's astonishing. I actually heard last night some of the pundits saying that the Republicans will do anything to stay in power, to get power, and that they would even commit murder to do so. Well, that's exactly what I said about the Democrats 2.5 years ago.
The sad part is a lot of us believe this Republican sweeping into power is going to be awesome. But how much of it is our kind of Republicans versus deep state Republicans?
Well, exactly. I mean, the Republicans have had numerous chances to save our country and to restore our Constitution. They do not do it. They won't do it this time. So like I said on the show earlier, I am doing this. I'm voting straight Republican because I believe that's the only way we can slap the Democrats and the liberals and the leftists and the liars and the corrupt government that's in there now. It's the only way. And so I am going to do my part in rejecting the destruction of America that's been happening the last 2-3 years.
So forget 2020, says Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center. He says we've already caught him in 2022, Sheriff.
Yeah, I'm not going to forget 2020. I'm going to learn from history and move on, yes. It goes back way before 2020, as you've alluded to with Davy Crockett. But the George W. election, both times were very suspect. But I don't believe it's been honest since we used computers to tabulate votes. Computers are easily hacked, and they do it all the time.
Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Sam Bush, one of the good sheriff on your radio. Wow, folks, it's election day. You better get out and vote and become a VIP. Vote in-person voter. It matters, folks. Don't be deceived into believing it doesn't matter. It absolutely makes a difference. It's your God-given sacred right to vote and let those represent you who you believe will act as you would were you there yourself. That's what representative government is all about, thanks to our constitutional republic. Ladies and gentlemen, we declare this nation shall endure. CSPOA.org, lovingliberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.